Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio. Don't smother your kids.
Alex's lemonade stand was started by Alexandra Scott, who was having a rough time with cancer before the age of one. She wanted to start a lemonade stand to give money to the doctors so they could help other kids like they helped her. Unfortunately, Alex passed away in 2004, but her family and supporters around the world are committed to continuing her legacy through Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation with a dream of eradicating childhood cancer. Our mate Robert Greeley is helping out with that, so if you head to alexlemonade.org and search for Running Robert, you'll be able to help out too.
Yeah!
I'm crying.
Sweet, sweet tears.
Today's episode is sponsored by Frey Seagrove,
Stefan Headley,
James Horton,
Ada Gunas? Goons? I hope it's Gunas.
Shayon Sinha.
And Charlie Goldberg.
Thanks, guys. You lot are a bunch of champs.
Thank you, Gunas. You're great. The rest of you are good too.
Enjoy the show.
Hi, so this episode topic was brought to you by Stefan Headley because he thinks he can fucking run the joint now that he gives us money on Patreon. Please give us money on Patreon. We will do anything for money.
Dirty, dirty horse.
If you want to tell us what to do, head to our website and follow the links to our Patreon. And if you donate enough, you'll get to choose a topic. You can choose something dumb like pianos, but we'll probably do pianos eventually anyway. Because we'll do fucking everything. We'll do every topic on the face of the earth. Get in quick.
And on that note, welcome to today's episode. I'm Tessa Rigby.
No, I'm not allowing it. And on that note, welcome to today's episode.
I'm Tessa Rigby.
I'm Jackson Bailey.
And who are you, sorry?
And I'm Zoe Bellotto.
And this week's
this
episode
is a fucking shambles.
Spiders! let's try that from the top.
I'm just going to keep interrupting you until you let me do it.
Fine, have it. I don't give a fuck.
You got to start. You got to start.
No, do it. What's the best way to eat a spider?
No, don't.
You have to, though. Terrorists have a gun to your head.
Terrorists
have a bomb you trained on your country.
Deep fry it with cheese.
Yeah, deep fry it with cheese is exactly what I was going to say.
Because I guess if you deep fried it
or just, like,
enough,
mix it up. Yeah. Mix it up. What? Just, like, smash it.
Just mix it up. Just mix it up. Put it in a bun. Have it in a soup.
Yeah, mortar and pestle, it's just like a fine paste.
And fine paste and then just add it to whatever the fuck you want.
I was
want.
Imagining spreading it on a sandwich.
That could work.
Like
would be more disgusting, but could work. Would get it over quicker. Spread it on a tiny cracker.
Put it in your mouth and eat it.
Chew, swallow, done.
I didn't specify how big the spider was. In my mind, like a tarantula.
Really?
Like we're talking there's a significant amount of goop.
Yeah, that's what I think, deep fry it, so it's just crispy as shit.
I don't
so
think
it doesn't.
It wouldn't taste too bad.
I don't think so. Make it into a paste.
Battered
it with some Cajun spices.
I'd be down. I wouldn't be down. Nothing. You could not pay me enough.
Terrorists have a bomb on your country.
I'd die.
Australia. AUS.
In Eltham.
Ask your Eltham. Eltham's a shithole.
Drop the nuke. Drop the nuke. I'm not eating a spider.
I would mash it up into a paste, make like a little quince paste type thing, but with tarantula paste.
And just dip a cracker
And then
in.
Dip crackers, have a cheese board near it, and just get through it. Get a bunch of friends.
The cheese. You have to eat again. Invite a bunch of friends.
Yeah, in front. Tell them what it is.
Like, this is
the spider's been
paste.
Eaten.
Would you tell them afterwards?
Yeah, I'd probably tell them before.
Then
tell them during.
Tell them the moment they bite in and swallow.
Yeah.
You ate a spider.
I'd tell them the moment the paste was gone.
Yeah.
How much paste would you get, do you reckon? Do you like a peanut butter jar's worth?
No, not from a tarantula.
How many tarantulas to fill a peanut butter jar?
5, 6,
20.
Wrong. Both. Well, wrong Zoe. 20's a lot. That's like 2 peanut butter jars.
It's a lot. It's more than 2. It's like 4.
How big is a tarantula?
Pretty big.
That's not an answer.
About the size of our pot mics.
That's, again, not useful for the listeners.
The size of a
like
tarantula.
Like fingertip
look
to
it
fingertip.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not that big.
Yeah, no, I'd say bigger.
I could fight that.
I'd say like...
No, because you're not thinking of tarantulas. You're thinking of bird-eating spiders. They're the big ones.
Aren't they the same thing? Oh my God, they're not.
No, they're not.
How big's a bird-eating spider?
Bigger. It's like the size of a bird.
Of a plate.
Holy shit. I never liked that measurement. Plates are different sizes.
Dinner plate.
That's like saying, it's the size of a cup.
Standard dinner plate.
That's no such
there
thing.
There is a measurement called a cup.
I do not... That's true. But it's a measurement for liquid. You can't be like, oh, it's like
if
cups.
If you're mashed enough, it's going to be a liquid.
Like it's a plate. There's not like your basic plate
there
size.
There is.
I would find that hard to
dinner
believe.
Dinner plate.
You look so tired.
God, Jackson, I hate you so much. Plates are all the same.
What about a little plate that you have your coffee on?
It's like a tarantula.
Oh, that's a saucer.
It's a saucer.
Fuck.
And it's a tarantula size. There we go. Saucers, tarantula size. Okay. Dinner plates, bird-eating spider size.
Jesus Christ, they are bigger than I thought.
Oh, yes.
I could still probably... You reckon you could take one-on-one in like a cage, like a boxing ring?
You just wear big shoes and stomp on them. They are not... Like, they're big but for spiders, but they are not big compared
to
you.
But they're quick.
Yeah, they're quick and they're wily.
They're playing by a different set of rules.
That's why I hate spiders so much.
I hate them when they're above my eye level. Mm, hate them.
I hate them in general.
What do you mean, wily?
Because they're like...
Like they faint one way, but really they're going the other one.
And they're unpredictable. It's like you try and you're like, I'm going to catch it. And then it just like runs in a different direction. My biggest fear of spiders is like, I don't mind them if they're like in my space.
Yeah.
But the thought of one physically touching me just literally makes me shudder.
See, I don't...
Just imagine
a little internal struggle there.
Like a huntsman just like accidentally ending up on your hand.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't mind. Huntsmen, they're like friendly.
No,
you don't get
gross,
them in America,
really.
Do you, American listeners?
They huntsmen don't get them in England, maybe either. No, they do.
They're like tarantula's vegetarian cousin.
Yeah, they're like the bro spider. Like he just chills
the
in
vegan,
your house.
Vegan cousins, so they're like skinny and weird.
They're not
fucking creepy looking.
Huntsmen's are chunky boys.
Some are chunky, some
not compared to tarantulas.
But they're like your bro. You're like, hey, man. He's like, hey, I'm just...
Tarantulas are like the French cousin that doesn't shave.
Yeah, exactly. They're a hairy huntsman. But like, whenever I see one, I'm super happy. I'm like, you're eating all the bad spiders. He's like, yeah, bro, I'll get you back.
I still don't.
I don't want them anywhere near me, full stop.
I'm always scared one will land
anything
on my
with
face
eight legs.
While I'm sleeping.
Yeah, anything with eight legs, I don't want anywhere near me.
It's too many legs. The correct amount of legs is 2 or 4. Those are the correct amount of legs.
What about 6 for like an ant?
No.
Fuck the 2 of you.
No, and fuck people who have amputations. Like, 2 or 4, decide.
No, I'm okay with
all of our amputee listeners. We just lost the amputee demographic.
No, I'm fine with
that. They're
them.
Like, turning it off with my stomach.
Please stay. Please stay.
Please stay amputees. It's just Zoe who hates you. And I think Marley too.
Jackson also expressed a little rudeness just then about you, but I still really like you.
I'm looking at our producer and he's like, Jackson, guys, Zoe, Tess, half our listeners are amputees.
Everyone,
we cornered the market.
Everyone we know is an amputee.
I don't mind 6 legs. 8 legs is a bit...
Six
wait, do you
legs.
Hate octopus?
Yeah.
Pretty, I don't want them near me.
Yeah.
The fuck is...
Like, I think they're cool, but...
They're tentacles as well.
In no situation do I want to be near any of these things. Like, at any point, if a spider or an octopus touches me, I'm not having a good time.
Or a crab.
A spider I get, because I'm like you said, he's white.
Crab's got 8 legs. Get him away from me.
But a spider, you're right, he's wily. So if he's on my hand, I'm like, any second now, you could be like up my bum, you could be in my face. Like, you just don't know.
You could
like,
be stealing my wife and leaving.
Exactly. Like, you could be on my hand, and then my wallet's gone. And I'm like, why can't get my house has been foreclosed? And the spider's like, sorry, mate.
It's the way of the world.
But an octopus isn't wily.
Octopuses are wily. No, they are not slow in water.
But on my body.
I'm assuming in this situation you're in the water, though.
No.
You're near water, at least.
I'm on the beach.
How would it survive? Oh, okay, that's near water.
And then you've just got this, like, suction cup
gross
octopus
thing
onto you.
Trying to kill you.
Why is it trying to
Because it
kill
wants
me?
To eat you.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
it wants
octopuses.
To eat clams.
No, it's like, what's this? Probably going to try and eat it.
That's incorrect.
Done and done.
How many octopus have you, like, had
heaps.
Interactions
I fucking live in a beach town. And so people go like spearfishing and catch octopuses often.
Octopi.
Often.
That's not the fancy way to say it. That's not like how a queen would refer to several octopus.
It's just the correct way.
It's just how this is the right
octopuses.
Way.
Octopuses.
Like platypi.
Yeah, or platypi. Or like.
Or cherry pie.
That made me laugh more than it ought to.
I was really happy with that joke.
Do you reckon a spider would taste like poison?
I reckon it would taste like dirt.
I don't think it would taste good.
Why do you think it would taste like dirt?
Because they live in the ground.
I think it would taste like earwax.
I washed it first.
It would taste like earwax.
I don't think any of you are taking this seriously.
I do.
I was so
like
serious.
Like that horrible taste.
Tree bark? Crunchy
like,
tree bark?
Now that you're like saying things like maybe there's a right answer that I know. Tree bark? Is it tree bark? Do they taste like tree bark?
Do they taste like kind of gross mushrooms?
Yeah, maybe actually.
See, that seems more reasonable.
Okay, gross
to me.
Mushrooms or like
crunchy mushrooms. What did you
run?
I was
like that have been out for too long.
Yeah, mushrooms in no situation should be crunchy.
No.
So a crunchy mushroom just sounds really gross.
I guess. Mm. I always kind of imagined it tasting a bit like wet chicken.
Wet
roasted chicken.
What?
No.
Because it's like raw chicken, I was like, gross. Roasted chicken that you've then moistened.
You just dunked a roast chicken in the bath.
I don't think that's what it would taste like.
I don't know. Imagine it being salty. I don't know what that's about.
A roast chicken salty?
If you put salt in it.
Yeah.
You didn't say a salted wet roast chicken.
Yeah, be more specific in
fine. Your answers. A salted, like you got a roast chicken, you covered it in salt, you dropped it in the bath, ate it. That's
spider.
Tarantula. That's bird eating
spider. But like
spider.
You get like hair.
People eat spiders, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. People are fucked. Yeah.
And they do deep fry them.
Yeah.
They do.
I think
probably.
That's the way to go. Little spiders I could eat, whatever. Like a little daddy long legs. I mean,
up to about the
meat
size of a 50-cent coin I could probably deal with.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it, but I could definitely
like
deal.
Like if you were trapped in the jungle
yeah.
and all you had to eat was spiders, you'd get by.
Yeah, but yeah. anything bigger than a 50-cent coin, I would not be... Mm. And
you
50
could
cent
cut
coins are about like
a bigger spider into a...
diameter.
That's a big spider.
Yeah.
You could get a bigger spider and cut it into sections that are that
but
big.
If I'm in the jungle, I don't really have a knife
just
now.
Snap. Spiders are weak.
Spiders are weak. I can't take them on.
I hate spiders so much. I had one. We were renovating our house recently.
Yeah.
And for a very about a 4-month period, our bathroom just had a hole in the roof. Which we were eventually going to fix.
How good.
So we could see up into the rooftop. And one day, my parents were out of town. And it was just me and my younger brother at home. It was about 1 in the morning. And I went into the bathroom to go grab a shower. And as you do before a shower, got naked.
Uh-huh.
And I just turned around and there was this massive huntsman spider just sitting above the window right at the door so I couldn't get out. And I just started, like, freaking out because I was like, I'm too vulnerable and naked for this situation.
Yeah, you never want to be naked and in danger.
No, it's terrifying. That's, spiders in the shower, they're the worst.
No, they're
naked.
Fine. They're super cute.
They're not. They're sorry.
I remember once I was having a
perverts.
Shower.
Perverts.
Perverts. Horny little spider perverts.
Yeah.
Touching their cloacas. I don't know. I don't know what a spider's genitals are like. I imagine another spider.
Do they have genitals?
I'm sure they get on. They get on somehow. Mm. They're doing something to make more spiders. They got an
don't
egg
they,
hole.
Like, they like eat the other one though.
Not all
females
spiders.
Females eat the male ones.
That's your black widows. That's
the
that's
dream.
Where they get the name. It's a dream to eat a man after you yeah. make
yes.
love to him.
Oh yes.
Yeah. No, but it's.
I do have
like...
fun facts about black widows in my segment.
Oh, I'm excited.
We'll get there.
All right, Tess.
We'll get there. Be patient.
Back on track.
Me.
I had a shower. Believe it or not.
And, don't.
And I was just having a shower. I was watching this little spider. And he climbed down like this web, hanging down. Got super close to like the jet stream out of the thing. And was like, nom, 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 nom. And he was
funny.
Like drinking the water. I was like, you little champion. He's been thirsty as hell, waiting for me to have a shower. Now he's having a little drink.
That's cute.
That's
as
good.
How my giant spider just was mean to me.
Well, you're kind of putting that on. You're kind of projecting.
It locked me out of my house, so.
Out of the house?
While you were naked. Well, I thought it would be funny.
No.
He stole your clothes, told you to go swimming in a lake.
Yeah, it was so mean to me. Bullied me. Summer camp was a bad time.
So people are getting bullied by spiders at summer camp.
Yeah, no, because it was in the bathroom, and I freaked out and eventually like managed to work myself up to unlock the door and run out.
Yeah.
And I kind of was just screaming at my brother to do something about this. And he really doesn't care. Because, like, as Jackson said, like, he really likes Huntsmans because...
They're bros.
They're bros, and they eat the other spiders, and my brother's really allergic to a couple other spiders.
Oh, man.
So he's, like, very happy to have Huntsmans in the house. And I was like, get rid of it, fucking get it. And I was just in this point where he couldn't physically reach it to get it.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know what to do. So he just banged on the wall a couple times. It ran back into the hole in the roof. And he was like, there you go, problem solved. I was like, no, it's still alive.
That's not a solved problem.
No, so I
That's
just...
That's an alive
It's a delayed problem.
Yeah, so I just... I went to bed and I was like, first thing tomorrow morning, I'm just going to leave. which I did. I slept for maybe about 4 hours till the sun came up and I was
and
like,
you just were gone?
I know, but then what happened was the next morning I was like, I got to get up and pee. And I was like, well, it's probably already crawled back out of the hidey hole now. We have a bathroom that's not attached to our house.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'll just go outside and use that one. And so I did. And then when I went to go back inside, the door had locked. Or like,
the spider
so
did lock her out.
Yeah, see, I told you.
Oh, and that then wily spider.
I got locked outside and I had to like break in through my brother's room to get in. He starts yelling at me because he's like, it's 5 a.m, why are you in my bedroom? And then as I walked out, I saw the spider. It wasn't in the bathroom anymore, but it was above the back door that I just let myself out of.
Oh, good.
And I was like, fuck this, and literally hopped on the next bus away from my house.
That
and
spider then, was mocking you. That spider was following
straight
you.
Straight up, and did not come home for about 4 days because my parents weren't home and my brother refused to kill it, so I just stayed at my partner's house. And I was like, I'm just going to stay here because spiders. And he was like, that's not really a legitimate excuse, but all right.
Whatever.
And I was on the phone to my parents later that week and I'm like, so are you guys coming home today? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, I won't be there. They're like, oh, but we haven't seen you in like a week, it'd be nice if you home. And I was like, nah,
until not going home until the spider's dead.
Yeah, and until you deal with that, I'm not coming home. And my mum's just like the alpha mum, so she was like, baby, I got it, don't stress. And apparently it was still like sitting above the back door. And my mum just, it was like on the roof. My mum just got a broom and like, just like a hockey puck, knocked it out of the house and it went flying into the backyard. Awesome. While my dad and my brother sat there and was like, oh, we don't really want to deal with it. It's gross.
My dad's like that, but about chickens.
My dad is also about like that with birds.
They're like, I don't want to touch it. I want to grab the chicken.
Why do you have chickens then?
I don't know. We get eggs from them.
Eggs are good.
I could never, like, squash a Huntsman because they're super big.
Yeah.
And I don't want goo.
Goo everywhere.
You know what I mean?
I would have frightened it to death.
No, but unfortunately, it also, like, they don't respond properly to the bug spray.
They just get wet.
Yeah, they're too fat for the bug spray. So then you've kind of got to make this, like, makeshift flamethrower with the bug spray
just
and the lighter.
Burn it, and then it's on fire and it's going to run out of your house and set everything alight.
It's a situation.
You just want to do the cup thing where you put a cup around it, piece of paper underneath.
Oh, that's
you
too get, close.
You take it outside and then you just like frantically, panically take the cup off and you're like, ah! Because the fear, of course, is that you'll take the cup off the paper and it'll just crawl up your arm to your neck and kill you. That's the fear.
Yeah, you gotta like throw it.
You basically get it in a glass and just hurl the glass into the garden. You're like, that's all right. I'm happy to sacrifice the glass if I don't have
need
to touch
that
a
cup. I do not need that cup.
I don't need that. I'm
got
better off
without
it.
Cups, yeah.
I got other cups. I'll be right.
I'm fine.
I think it's funny that I am, like, I would be more nervous with a Huntsman in the room, as much as I love Huntsmans, than I would with, like a Redback. Like, if I saw a Redback in the corner
Redbacks
of my room.
Redbacks aren't as wily.
Yeah, you're like, he's just gonna, he's gonna do him.
Slow movers.
And he will die with the spray.
Yeah, exactly. They're vulnerable.
Mm.
But I think it's a very Australian thing. Like, you know, everybody overseas is like, oh, Australia, you get poisonous spiders. We do. But we just don't give a... It doesn't even factor in.
Never given a fuck in my life.
I was...
No.
All right.
So I get bitten by whitetails a lot.
More than the average person does.
More than an average person does. And my partner thinks it's really weird because he knows how much I hate spiders to the point where, like, if there's a spider in his house...
Well, you left your house for four days to avoid a spider.
But... Like, the amount of times I've physically woken up and there've been a whitetail on my face.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And it just be like, okay. And because you're asleep, the fear hasn't quite kicked in. So you do that just initial, like, smack, throw, go back to sleep, and then you realize what has happened and you wake up.
You panic
and
run.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, that was on my face.
Don't whitetails, when they bite you, paralyze you?
No, whitetails just...
They do a bad thing, but it's not the
worst. It's just like a really... fucking horrible mosquito bite.
Which one paralyzes you? I thought that was white tub.
I think I got a white tub bite on my thigh.
Yeah.
And it's like, it like kind of digs a little bit of a hole into it because that's the infected bit, but it's just like a big scab and you can get it out.
We have a spider that paralyzes you.
Yeah.
Wolf, I'm bloody sure.
Wolf.
The wolf ones, spiders?
No, wolf spiders are the ones that burrow.
Trapdoor spiders?
Trapdoor. No. The bow.
That's not the one.
The bow spider.
No, I don't know. I always forget what they're called. They have the little one? The funnel webs.
Funnel webs.
Oh. Funnel webs.
I had it in my... We had them in my backyard. They're just,
they're fucking
creepy. They love a hilly, grassy, hilly sun.
Yeah. They just love little holes that they can burrow.
Just have a stroke, Dad. They love a grassy, hilly sun.
No, but funnel web spiders are the mole people of the spider world.
Yeah, they are. They're beneath the earth. And yeah, but surely trapdoor spiders are the mole people. Trapdoor spiders, for those who don't know, live in trapdoors.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed.
I love trapdoor spiders. They get that little trapdoor. They're like, boop, hello. Boop.
Yeah, but then they try and kill you.
I think they just eat mice and junk.
Good.
Funnel webs can hurt you.
Funnel webs can fuck you up.
Proper good hurt.
Yeah. How good.
Yeah, no, whitetails are just like a very horrid bite. Like, you don't need to go to the hospital, but you're not having a great time
I think I got bit by whitetails.
Yeah, everyone has. My brother's super allergic to it. Like doctors go to allergic.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's why he likes the Huntsman's. And so I've been bitten by a white owl a handful of times in my short life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's annoying, but I'll deal with it. My brother has been bitten once and now he's like, no, I'm definitely going to die next time. So
I like that you've probably built up quite an immunity to white tail spiders at this point. You could probably just sit in a bath of them and be good.
Like, I wouldn't be psychologically good, but physically I'd be alright. No, but
like, if we like knocked you out and chucked you in a bath of whitetails,
I think they'd be okay with me.
I think. Well, I was gonna say you'd be alright with them, like physically, but no, I'm sure the whitetails would be like, that's just Zoe.
It's classic.
She's fine. She's not gonna get us. Whatever. Somebody knocked her unconscious and did this. Yeah. Her supposed friends.
Supposed.
We were like, hey, she won't die. She might. That's all the white-tailed spiders.
We'll see.
It's a lot.
We'll have a nurse on call.
No, but like at my girlfriend's house, right, her old house, there was this table at the front. And she was like, oh, don't sit at the table. There's red backs underneath. But that's like such a, just the way.
Yeah, it's like don't do it. There's red backs.
It's not like, holy shit, let's call a guy. Mm. She's like, just stay away. It's all right.
It's fine. Just
you'll be fine.
Just let him live, yeah.
Just let them be them, and we'll be us.
Because they're not wily.
Exactly. Huntsmen are, though. You're
huntsmen
right.
Huntsmen are.
Redbacks are quite slow.
Yeah. You're like, that's annoying. But everyone, I think everyone who's ever been bitten by a redback,
by a redback.
Oh,
ridden like a horse.
Just sitting on your shoulder while you run along. It's like, this is the best day of my life.
Let's go to the shops.
I'm going to buy a drink.
Cute.
That is cute. Give him, he's with those little hands, drinking some orange juice. I'm like, that's a lot of sugar for you. You're going to get fat. Because spiders get fat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good answer.
There's enough fundamental reason why they can't, I guess.
But don't they have an exoskeleton?
Aren't
they going to pop or something if they get too fat? If a spider
But they could just shed.
Can they do that?
Yeah, that was one of my fun facts. But yeah, they shed.
What the fuck? I didn't know that about spiders. Yeah. I knew that about cicadas, but not spiders.
Call back.
What's that? I did point at you, but not for any good reason.
We talked about cicadas not long ago.
No, all right.
Oh. Actually, there was, speaking of the Australian kind of nonchalant approach to spiders, there's a kid show called Peppa Pig, if you know of it.
If you're
so
aware.
So good.
Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig.
Neither of us did it right.
I don't know. The Simpsons, so I'm not going to try. But there's an episode because it's a UK show and they wrote it. And there's an episode where it teaches the kids that it's like okay, like you don't have to be scared of spiders and it's okay for them to be in your house and it's like not the worst thing in the world. Australia, we're legally not allowed to air that episode.
Because you don't
If you
touch
go near them
sure.
spiders, you'll die.
You'll die. Some of them just straight up will murder you.
Yeah, they'll get a knife. Oh, you're done.
They're in
Pull
gangs.
Out a gun. Bang. Dead.
Done and done. What would be Problems. Like the best part about being a spider? If you were now a spider, what would
many
be?
Many eyes.
Many eyes, yeah. That'd be good.
No, I'm making a web.
Making a web would be fun.
Being like, because like, you know how like, it'd be kind of like, this is a dumb way of looking at it, but you know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
When you put like a good status on Facebook,
yeah,
and you're like, I'm just gonna wait, and you get a like, and you're like, there they are. Be like, you'd make a sick web, you'd just be chilling, you'd be
waiting
like, dung,
for your
dung,
flies.
Like,
yeah,
I got a fly, I made a good fucking web.
That's very true.
The satisfaction of a web would be the best. Or if I was that kind of spider that can breathe underwater,
oh, yeah,
that guy's sick. Orb weaver. No.
That's also in my fun facts, Jackson. God damn it.
Oh, no, I'm just taking them all. The worst part of being a spider would be getting eaten by your lady love.
By your lady, or just getting squashed by a shoe.
Yes.
Straight I feel like up. I'd have really low self-esteem because I'd be really ugly.
Yeah.
Mm, true. No, but you would think you're beautiful. You'd be like spider beautiful.
Just eating bugs.
No, but you love it.
You I like chips. It. I like potatoes.
Not as a spider.
As me.
I think the worst part actually would be when a wasp lays eggs in your head.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
Sometimes that happens. You just, you'd know as well. You'd be like, my head's full of wasp babies.
This is going to happen.
Rats.
What would you do with your last, like, hour on Earth before the wasp babies hatched as a spider?
Guess eat some more bugs.
You'd be like, I haven't realized yet. If I drowned myself, would the wasp babies drown? Like, I'm trying to think of a way I could take them out with me.
Yes.
That'd be pretty good.
Straight up just try and get smushed by something.
Yeah.
Or run into a fire.
Yeah.
Take that, wasps.
Done.
You fucks.
Wasps are assholes.
Wasps zero, spider zero. No one
Nobody
won.
Wins
no
the
one
spider
won.
Wasp war. It's all loss. But that's what you need. Mm. That's the way. I mean, I guess the mum wasp can still lay her babies in someone else.
Mm.
I don't know how wasps work. This ain't wasps, the episode. It's spiders.
Yes.
Spider history.
Yeah.
Spiders were used as weather prophets back in the day. People would check the webs, and I think the thicker the web, the colder it was going to be. How good.
How good.
Just keep a spider in a jar, and you can tell if it's going to be cold or hot.
That spider will die.
Put it out.
There is apps. Right there is apps to tell us if it's going to be hot or not.
Well,
there is our own body feeling the temperature.
Like, man, it's cold outside. I'm like, oh, let me check let my me spider. Check
my spider jar that I carry with me everywhere.
I'll attach it to my belt, and then when I need to know... I like to think that, like, it's not quite a perfect gauge, and on a hot day, I'm like, it's freezing. Can't you feel it,
Can't
Jackson?
Can't you feel it? My spider
no, but check the spider web. So, you say it. That's like with frogs. They used to do a thing. That's like with frogs.
You know just, that thing with frogs?
They used to have...
Just like it.
This is what I remember, okay, about using frogs to tell the weather. Here we go. You get a frog. You fill it up with water a little bit, like
the
quarter.
Frog.
Good. That is what you said. That is what you said. I was also, but I was just going with it. I was like, all right, fill the frog up with water. Let's fucking do it.
Let's see what happens.
Use it as a water balloon.
Let's see where Jackson's going.
I'm just loving the idea of being like, watch this, guys. And then I can fill the frog with water, and I'm like, wait. How do I do this again? Frog all fat, like...
like, looking at you like, why, Jackson?
Why Jackson, would you do this?
Why would you do this to me?
Like, I'm just trying to tell him it's hot and cold, frog. Just look outside!
Can't you feel that with your own body?
And then I'd squeeze him and all the water would come out.
Why? Jackson, why?
Now you get a jar, put a frog in the jar, fill the jar with water about a quarter.
There we go.
That rhymes. And then you put the frog in. Did I say that?
Well, the frog was already in the jar.
So now there's two frogs.
Stop, there's two frogs in the jar. Where did we get the other frog from?
Oh, God.
Be better at explaining things.
Then you put a ladder in.
Good. It's a full-size ladder.
Big jar.
This is a big jar.
Just a little ladder poking out of the water. And if it's going to be
cold...
Where do
you get a little ladder from?
You construct one or get a local toy maker to make one for a dollhouse.
I just want to know how to tell the weather.
put that in. And then one of the frogs, if it's cold, will climb out of the water. And if it's hot, he'll stay in the water.
What? So pretty much the frog is just doing what you
should
did
be
do.
Able to do.
Like opening the door going like, it's cold. I'm going to stay inside.
Yeah, but you've got a frog in a jar to tell you now.
What a beautiful aesthetic at
Two
least.
Frogs in a jar, one of them might tell you the weather.
And there's only meant to be one, but I had to... There's one frog in a jar just fine and one full of water in the jar. It's filling up most of the jar. And I'm like, guys, is it hot or cold? And you're like, what is wrong with you, Jackson? What have you done to these frogs?
I'm going to take you to the psychiatrist.
Jackson, you got to stop torturing frogs.
I need to know the weather.
Is it cold or not? Jackson, no.
Good.
Another thing.
Another.
Spider history.
Excellent.
I thought of the episode to turn to frogs.
I forgot for a second. Yeah.
You're like, none of my history.
No, I was thinking like weather prophets, and I'm like, yeah, the frogs. But no, the spiders also.
The spiders. Yeah. The spider. I do love the idea of you like both. You're like, wait, are we doing frogs? All my facts about spiders for some reason.
Oh, I like frogs.
No, so what's wrong with frogs?
No, but hang on. Back to the spider being weather prophets for
a
second.
Okay, please.
Spider webs are quite thin.
Yes. Go on, Tassa.
Fun
How
facts.
Do you, like, determine
the
thickness of a spider web? Like, it's either really, 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 really thin or just, like, really, really thin.
I guess like, just, like, if it's really, like, really thin, you're like, it's going to be cold.
But it's down to that much. How do you know?
I don't. I guess you just look and guess.
That's
I
a
think
horrible
the frog
way.
One is probably a better
I'm
gauge.
I'm glad we developed apps.
Well, we developed, like,
the
thermometers.
Before
for...
apps.
Okay, that's fine, too.
So, I want to say Napoleon.
Okay.
Sounds right.
That's a great way to start anything.
Was... I like to think it was Franz Ferdinand.
All right.
Whoever
Let's
he is.
Say Franz Ferdinand. He wanted to win a war, but he was having a shit time crossing a river, I think.
All right.
But then one day he sees this spider in his house and or his tent, and the spider's having real trouble building a web across the door, right? Because every time the spider does, they open the door and wreck it.
Yeah.
And then on the 16th try, the spider makes a web and it works and it's all good. And so Franz Ferdinand's like, you know what? I can win this war. I'll keep trying. 16 tries... If I was Franz Ferdinand, I'd be like, no, give up. The spider's having a bad time.
I'm just going to ruin it soon anyway. Like, he just did it, but now I'm going to ruin it.
Exactly. A spider doing something great is no gauge for you. You're going to do something great. Like, if you were, like, one of the soldiers and Franz Ferdinand comes up to you and he's like, hey, we can win this. And they're like, we've lost so many people. He's like, no, I saw a spider. He was sick.
He stuck with it. He persevered and then he got his goal.
They're like, well, that's good for the spider.
I suppose.
It's not the same as a war.
A spider and a war are different things, Franz Ferdinand. I don't think it was Franz Ferdinand. I am almost 100% sure it was
Napoleon. Wasn't he a prince?
Didn't he start World War I because of his sandwich?
Someone killed him and that started World War I. Yeah.
Yeah. And a sandwich involved.
I don't think it
involved.
Had anything to do with a sandwich.
I think I'm sure. I'm getting a nod from Sam in the producer box. Nearly said the producer hole.
Jeez, hole.
Sam pokes his head out of the producer hole.
On the skin.
We just keep him in there. He's like a little prairie dog. Zoe, have you got facts about spiders?
I have some left, I guess.
I'm sorry.
That's all right, Jackson.
That's all right. I talked about frogs for a bit. That was pretty good.
That was a good talk.
So there's some really fucking creepy things about spiders.
Yeah.
And I guess this is where I'm focusing on.
Good. You know.
My phone's frozen. Just give me a sec.
That's all right. In the meantime, me and Tess will talk about frogs some more.
No, here we go.
Do you know there's this little frog?
Shut the fuck up, Tess.
Shh, Tess. Shh, no.
It's a really good frog story.
Save it for when we inevitably do frogs.
Next.
So, scientifically.
Okay.
Because I am the facts person.
Uh-huh. Professor Zoe Bellotta.
That the idea of Spider-Man isn't...
Oh, right. Yes.
Isn't like too far fetched in some ideas, in some way. In the idea that like we're not gonna ever become a radioactive Spider-Man.
That's true.
But in the idea in the idea that spiders' webs for their size are literally stronger than steel.
Okay.
So logistically, Spider-Man could swing from webs.
Okay, so it's we're not going to become Spider-Man.
Yeah, I can see you guys getting upset about that.
Spider-Man
I was like, no, yeah, like it's not too far-fetched the idea. And especially because in the original comics, like he didn't actually make the webs. So,
yeah, he had like a little web shooter on his arm. So hang on. Does that mean if we bred a giant spider, like the size of a bus?
Let's not.
No, but like say we had the capability. We can keep him in a shed. That silk, I mean that spider web would be strong as steel.
Stronger. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's breed huge spiders.
So statistically,
oh, no, they'd explode.
If it was brought up to the size that it should be,
yeah,
a thing of spiders' silk,
yeah,
which is 2.5 centimeters thick. So that's
not that thick though.
That's not. It's an inch.
That's nuts. We can breed a spider for that.
It could stop a fighter jet plane.
Would it stop the plane or just slice the plane in half?
It would physically, if it was like just a sheet of spider webs that thick, so an inch thick, and the plane would just crash and burn.
So that's what you're saying is if the Twin Towers were made of spider,
then we would.
Then 9/11 wouldn't have happened.
Spiders. No.
We could have saved this world.
Yeah, I was going to say spiders caused 9/11. No, not quite.
It's a very big jump.
Spiders could have prevented
9/11. But they could have prevented 9/11.
If we'd thought about it. Spiders, as Jackson brought up, can swim. The diving bell spider is a fine swimmer, which is terrifying because they can live underwater for a day.
They could get you in the bath.
Yes. They could get you anywhere.
Well,
come out of
water.
Your shower hole.
They could get you anywhere now.
Did you say your shower? Oh, yeah, yes. Your shower hole sounds like a
bad porno.
Your shower hole, XXX. This ain't your shower hole.
This ain't your shower hole. Gross.
Very gross.
So spiders also molt, which
I
in
didn't
turn.
Know that.
Yeah, they molt because they pull the exoskeleton off and do the
That's
thing.
Awesome.
It's creepy as shit. And then what they'll do is some of them use that as a decoy to trap other things.
That's so good.
That's
Wait,
so
how do they use it to
cool.
trap other things?
Use it, put it there, and be like, just a still spider.
Yeah.
Minding his own business.
It's like,
but if I was a fly, I'd be like, all spiders are bad.
No, it's like you put it on their web to like scare away other spiders from taking that web.
Oh, okay.
And stuff. It's like an intimidation thing.
Do you reckon like how long as a spider watching a decoy spider before you're like, that's not real?
Spiders can be quite still for some time.
Yeah, they're fucking creepy little.
What kind of awesome spider steals other webs? I want to be that spider.
I think just it's one of those common things that spiders do.
That's awesome. The spider world
is
rough.
That's a nicely made web. I'm going to take it.
It is a dog-eat-dog world
no
in the spider world.
No logs on that web. Is mine now.
I'm taking that shit.
Where's that? Yeah. Not here. They just go and fight them for the web, don't they?
Yeah.
There, and they're like, I can take that spider.
Yeah, that's
good, though, if it was like a web with
woman,
a decoy spider and you climb on, you're like, I'm going to take you.
And then whack.
You just knock, it falls off.
Like, and then the little spider's gotcha.
Yeah. When
ha-ha! He's been hiding in the decoy the whole time.
That's how spider.
That's how good.
How good.
Yes.
There is a jumping spider that has gone to space.
Ah! On his own?
No,
off his own.
Jumped to space. Jumped.
He's jumped up to the top of Everest.
Trampolines
like,
on trampolines.
No, so they sent a jumping spider into space to see if the low gravity would affect its web making.
Yeah.
And pretty much what they learned is that, it doesn't. They can still make webs,
That's
but
awesome.
It couldn't jump because of the low gravity. Mm. But it just adapted, so it just Yeah, that's the thing.
That's awesome.
Didn't need to jump, just decided to there and then.
Yeah. It would, like, no, do this, like, weird thing with its web where it would, like, pull itself along on the web and, like, make all these...
sick.
Yeah, it's creepy as shit.
I love that spider. He's my new friend.
Yeah, it's a girl spider.
She's the best. Yeah.
If you want to go see her, she's in the Smithsonian.
Alive?
No, she died, but of natural causes.
Hey. Nobody murdered her.
Nah, it's creepy as shit that she was just, like, the spider was just adapted and was like, yeah, I guess this is my home now.
But I guess that's, like, you know, spiders, they're not all that cognitively great. Mm, so if you're like, spider, you're in space now, it's just like, okay.
Well, all right, well, how am I going to fucking make this work?
She's like, I got to deal with
jump
this
anymore,
now.
Apparently.
So let's make, like, a bungee cord out of my web.
Yeah.
I do love the idea of a jumping spider leaping up or just keep on going.
Yeah, just woo.
So long, jumping spider.
And it's like, I've got better things.
So long, Earth.
I will write back.
Fuck this bullshit planet. I'm off into space.
Space. And lastly, what has been... What's the word I'm looking for?
Grapes.
Grapes. Lovingly, I guess.
Frogs.
What has been frogs?
Affectionately. What has been affectionately dubbed the ghost trees of Pakistan.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
You know about this? Oh, it's fucked up. So they literally, one day, all these Pakistanis woke up to find that trees were literally covered in millions of spiders and spider webs.
What were they doing out there?
Because of the recent flooding, all the spiders had, like, scampered up to the top of the trees. And so they just, like, were making this cocoon.
Oh, I think I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah, it just looks like the trees look like fairy floss. Trees, yeah, it's fucking
what I always imagine when I see those trees is I'm like, what if you were standing there when the flood happened? Would they climb to the top of your head?
Yeah. Oh, then I'd rather just die in the flood.
Nah, how good. Have a spider head.
Spider head.
How good. Running around with a spider head, frightening Pakistanis. What did they do? Did they burn the trees down?
I think they just had to accept it.
They were like, this is our life
now. I guess we're moving our town.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they were pretty, I think they were pretty, like, there was pros and cons for the fact that... That creepy con,
yeah.
But pro, less mosquitoes that year.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
I did love the idea of, like, all of these guys and girls standing around, like, this tree full of spiders, and they're like, somebody's like, well, there are pros and cons. Like, let's look on the bright side. Probably
I know
no mosquitoes.
Same shit right now, but.
Let's see if we can think of some pros and cons of having spider trees. You know where they all are. That's
exactly. They're all right there. They're not on the ground anymore on your legs.
Yeah, you're like, there they are. Yep. Just stay away from the trees.
Yeah, that's it. Just stay away from the trees.
Done.
It kind of looks like you live in a fairy floss village, but you don't.
It's a creepy spider. A horrid, deathly spider village.
That's a pro and a con.
There was another thing that happened with spiders.
Yes?
Where they put some spider gene into a goat.
Yeah.
And it produced silk.
Yeah,
it
produces
sick.
Silk that's like not as strong.
At its udder?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I assume so.
That's awesome.
What?
That's the milking.
I assume it from their udders, but
that's
maybe
the
their butts.
I don't know.
Are
they just ejaculating silk? Are they vomiting silk when they... Is it just silk?
Coming in through their gums.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah, I'd rather ejaculate silk than have silk come through my gums.
It's true.
If you ejaculated silk, would it be like one long ribbon?
Yeah, you can only hope so.
That's beautiful. Off into the wind. That's assuming I'm ejaculating on like a... windy moor or something.
That's the only way I imagine you ejaculating.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Picturesque cliff.
Off it goes.
The rest of us are in like some dingy ass bathroom just being like, just get it over with, just get it over with. Jackson, beautiful.
Choir of angels. Yeah. Chorus of angels.
So beautiful.
And then you can collect that silk and make a shirt.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be weird.
I ejaculated
make it for your lady friend.
Yeah. Then she'd be like, I guess.
A nice scarf.
You have to wear it all the time so all the other men know.
Would it still smell like spoof?
Yeah.
Gross. Spoof.
What are you, 12? Fuck you, Jackson. No, I like that spider making silk. That's great.
Yeah, goat well, making goat silk. Making silk.
Spider always making silk.
Yes.
Spider always making
silk. Spider had that done for some time.
That's goat not new for new. A spider. Yeah. It would be cool if they gave the goat spider genes and he could just breathe underwater now.
Maybe that he can. We don't probably haven't tested it.
Or jumped really high in space.
Yeah, goats.
He like silking out their udders and then like climbing along it. Except goats have no hands. Spider movies.
Well, I didn't actually think about this beforehand, but Spider-Man, obviously. Let's not.
He's there. He's around.
He's around. We all know about him.
He wears a skin-tight outfit.
They make the same movie every 4 years.
Yeah, they do. They do, just with a different white man.
Different
being...
young white gentleman.
Yeah.
Nobody would beat Tobey Maguire for looking like an actual wank.
Yeah.
He just looked like a wank in clothes.
He did.
Bloody whatever his face was. Gandolfi? Gadufu?
Garfield.
Gaddafi?
Garfunkel? Garfunkel? Simon Garfunkel?
Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates?
Hall & Oates.
When Hall & Oates played Spider-Man, he was too young and cool. And Tobey Maguire looked like a dweebus.
Yeah, he did.
I could believe that he was a dweebus.
I'd believe it. I still believe it. Yeah. He is a dweebus. Has he done anything since?
He did Seabiscuit.
That was before Spider-Man.
I think it was during. Not.
I know he's like best friends with Leo DiCaprio and they just chill all the time.
Good. That's awesome. Do you reckon Leo DiCaprio is ever just like, I'm better than you, Tobey Maguire?
I think Tobey Maguire could just be like, Oscars.
Oscars.
That'd be like just the trump card all the time. I don't think at all Leo DiCaprio cares about his Oscars, by the way, because he lives like on a yacht constantly surrounded by beautiful models.
I love
literally,
it. It could be like compensating for the fact that he doesn't have an Oscar. Though.
No, because I'd be
if
like,
if you got an Oscar, he'd settle down and have a nice little life.
Just get fat, whatever.
Because he'll Clooney it and just like in like, you know, 10 years, just be like, now I have a wife. And we're like, okay, but he still won't have an Oscar, I guess.
I do love that your Leonardo DiCaprio lives on a yacht. He doesn't have a house.
I've never not seen Leo DiCaprio on a yacht.
I suppose so. I like to imagine they're like, Leo, we need you for a new movie. And he just like crashes ashore with his yacht and steps off it.
Yes.
And he's like, you have me for 2 years. Then I must take to the sea again like Davy Jones.
He's a pirate.
He's Davy Jones.
Yeah.
He stabbed the heart. Done. Part of the ship, part of the crew.
Done and done.
Done and done.
But yeah, so the Spider movie I actually wanted to talk about was this movie called Enemy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes.
I've never seen
it's
this.
It's dumb.
Me and Jackson had a class together where we had to watch it. And
the
moral that we got was like, cheating is bad. It's meant to be a psychological thriller.
But there's a giant spider. Okay,
there's
so,
a little spider at first. There's a lot of spiders just turning up in the film.
What the fuck the actor's name?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal, he meets his twin accidentally. But solid it's not choice. His twin.
Oh, that's right. It's just like a doppelganger.
A doppelganger. And he's like, what the fuck? So he becomes obsessed with his doppelganger. And he's like, following him around, and then they fuck each other's wives for some reason.
Nah, should just fuck each other. That'd be awesome. Oh, I'd watch
be
that
a good
film.
Time.
But then he goes, switch. He's like, I gotta go. Yeah,
there's spiders like all throughout this film, just like little bits of spider. Yeah.
And then he's like, oh no, I gotta go see my wife. And he goes in a room where his wife is, and there's a giant spider on the film.
But it's just like, it's like as huge as the room, just like crunched up and just looking at him like, don't you shouldn't
Why
have fucking cheated on your wife.
A film then.
I don't Finn. Know. It's just like the spider's just like, hey man, don't look.
Finn.
It's like this giant spider is just trying to get Jake Gyllenhaal. It's like, look, mate,
you shouldn't
don't
have
cheat
this.
On your wife. You love your wife.
Like when a spider is telling you.
When a spider's telling you not to cheat
on your wife, then you
take that advice.
Yeah. Like, you know, spiders are pretty probably ethically and morally fucked. We don't know.
I know, if a spider came and was like, don't cheat on your wife, I'd be like, you eat your boys.
Yeah, exactly. You,
come on.
Yeah.
Come on, you can't judge.
But she's loyal.
Ah!
All right, just speaking of, I remembered my spider eating fact.
Yes?
That Black Widow spiders eat, like, the lady ones eat the men ones, but that's like, what we think, but that's not true. That they do. Like, they do, in fact, eat their partners, but sometimes the partners are so desperate to be eaten that they'll literally just crawl into the lady spider's mouth. And then if she spits them out, they'll just keep doing it again and again until she eventually eats them.
Desperate.
That's like
fucking losers.
Fucking losers, how desperate.
Little spider fuck boys. Yeah.
Little spider fuck boys being like, come on, eat my head.
Fucking eat me.
Come on, please eat me.
Please.
You're like, oh my fucking God.
Fucking eat me, nudes.
Get the fuck out of here, mate. Yes. I don't even.
If I crawl in, maybe I can see boobies.
Spider nipples.
Spider boobs. I want to see your little spider boobies. Spiders don't have boobs, guys. Come on.
You've never seen a spider then.
Spiders are all
prove
titty
it.
All the time.
Prove that spiders don't have boobs.
You know how like everyone's like praying mantises eat the fella?
They eat some.
They don't. That's only in captivity because they're so fucking stressed that they're like, oh my God.
Cool.
Who the fuck are you?
How crazy is that?
Where did my boyfriend go?
I consumed him.
Oops. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's got the wrong idea about praying mantises. They don't want to eat. They just want to coexist in love.
Aww.
And on that note,
I've been Tessa Rigby.
I've been Toby Pilato.
I guess I'm in Jackson Bailey. Everyone's still in my saves.
Do you want to do it just you?
No, it's fine. Spiders. They're all right.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.